This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Sarah D'Elia. 2013 was an intense year for Birmingham and Jefferson County. Between Jefferson County starting the process of exiting bankruptcy, the death of City Council President Maxine Parker, and the battle of bus services in Hoover, there was no shortage of news to discuss. We take a look at this year's more notable stories with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us now, as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Sarah.
John, when you look back at 2013, what stories stick out to you as most notable?
Well, all those things you mentioned for sure. I think the Hoover bus situation is really one of those examples of how when people come together, they can make a difference. We have a brand new Birmingham school board, which is a big thing. New city council. You have to look statewide at that Alabama Accountability Act and how it was kind of rammed through in the middle of the night. That was big. The UA sorority integration is a huge national story. We're surrounded by the bankruptcy exit. The airport sign that fell and killed that little boy sticks in my mind and in my heart.
Was there a story or event you felt like didn't get the coverage it deserved?
Well, there's a grand jury in Lee County evidence regarding Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard and his business dealings. We, of course, would really love to know more about that, but there's that pesky grand jury secrecy thing that has kind of kept that on a lower profile. That's a big one I'd like to certainly know more about. Mm.
And when people look back at this year in Birmingham history, what do you think will be most remembered?
I like to look at that whole 50 years forward thing. I mean, we can look at that. We look at it now. People get kind of tired of looking back. But now it's kind of this point where we can look forward. And it is really sort of a way to measure our progress along racial and civil rights lines.
And, John, this is your last time with us in the year 2013. We'll have you back in 2014. But I want to make sure we discuss your latest column. You wrote about the word environmentalist and how it's become kind of an ugly word over the years. To start off, is this just an occurrence in Alabama or is this a national trend?
It's certainly national. There's a national sort of conflict. I mean, there's always been a conflict between your liberal tree huggers and your conservative pro-business conservatives. So I think it's not an unnatural phenomenon.
Well, how do you think the meaning behind the word changed over time?
Well, it's certainly been exploited for political gain. Think back to our Public Service Commission chairman, President Twinkle Kavanaugh, who basically said, she's never met an environmentalist who's not a radical, and environmentalists have never done a hard day's work. It has certainly been used as an excuse to pit those two sides against each other.
What do you think it says about those in Alabama who think the word environmentalist is a bad word?
Well, I think the problem is they're drawn apart so that people don't really understand that there's common ground there, that being good stewards of the earth is both good for people and good for business, and environmentalists have not done a good job of teaching that story, and instead we butt heads rather than find that common ground.
And finally, John, is there any way of changing the meaning of the word back to be less ugly?
I think that's it, finding common ground and realizing we're all in this together one way or another.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group, and you can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, and online anytime at al.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.